Galatians 6, 9 and 10. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. We've all seen people who quit too soon. I remember two incidents when I was serving in the Marine Corps that dramatically illustrate this. These things happened during the time of my life when I was not a Christian. One night, I was hanging around a bar with nothing to do, so I was watching a guy feed one of the one-armed bandits our name for the slot machines. He had put his coins in this machine and had hit nothing. Once in a while, it would pay off a little bit, but the thing was taking in far more than it was giving out, which, of course, the thing was programmed to do. Finally, after losing most of his paycheck, the man gave up in disgust. As he walked away, another man walked up, put in a coin, and hit the jackpot. The first man had quit too soon. The other incident was tragic. We were overseas and had been island hopping for some time, and one of the guys in the outfit had not heard from his wife for months. He grew more and more despondent. He became convinced that she had left him for another man. He couldn't sleep. He couldn't eat. It was on his mind day and night. Finally, it happened. He went out into the jungle and put a bullet into his head. The next day, a large packet of letters arrived. They were from his wife. They had followed him all over the Pacific. It was obvious she had written faithfully, but because he had been on the move so much, they missed him all along the way. They finally caught him one day late. He had given up hope too soon. There was a great proneness in each of us to flag in spirit and tire in our responsibilities. We should neither try to get out of nor grow weary in our duty to God and others. Lack of encouragement along the way shouldn't cause us to quit. For if done unto Christ, He will reward us in His time. Our hand should be extended in service and love to all people as God gives us the means and opportunity. In addition to that, we should have a special regard for those brothers and sisters in Christ who are fellow members of the body of Christ. The Old Testament instruction is, withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thine hand to do it. Whenever God gives us an opportunity to be of help to others, He expects us to follow through according to our capacity and ability. One of the great complaints by non-Christians is that Christians do not believe in good works. What they mean is that we think we can get to heaven by faith alone. That is true. We can. Faith in Christ is the only way. But the Bible says, this is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they who have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. May God bless you as you fill your life with His Word.